Good afternoon. The focus of our weather over the next couple of days will be a large ocean storm well east of Cape Cod, which is doing a loop back toward the Canadian Maritimes and eventually will slide back down the New England coast. On this track, clouds and precipitation are drawing back from the coast toward interior New York and New England today. Clouds will tend to thicken this afternoon, and rain showers, which are primarily in northern and eastern New England, will continue to head in our direction, and some of us could even see a spotty few rain showers by the time the day is through, especially in central and western New England, but even easternmost New York. Regardless, the wind around this system will affect everyone and become gusty at times out of the north, over 20 to 30 miles per hour. This will keep a chill in the air region-wide, and most everyone will be in the upper 40s and lower 50s on average for daytime highs. As the storm draws closer, the wind will pick up out of the north and become gusty, and this will add to the chill through the second half of the day today. As we get into the night tonight, that storm will move closer to interior New York and New England, and this will mean more clouds and showers for the overnight hours as temperatures drop back into the middle and upper 30s. Showers will linger into the region on Friday as the storm begins to loosen its grip on the area and head back out over the Atlantic Ocean. Still, clouds and a few showers are possible, especially in the morning, giving way to some sunshine in the afternoon. It'll still be rather blustery and cool with highs in the lower 50s. As the storm continues its departure off the coast, high pressure will build in, keeping it dry, and with a mix of sun and clouds to start the weekend, highs on Saturday will be in the lower to mid-50s. It'll stay dry into the day on Sunday before a weak front washes out over top of us, so we'll have a fair amount of clouds in the afternoon and even the risk of a late-day shower on Sunday, with high temperatures reaching into the upper 50s. This will leave us with a nice stretch of weather for the beginning of next week. On Monday and Tuesday, a mix of sun and clouds and milder, with both days in the lower 60s, before another chance of showers arrives on Tuesday night and Wednesday, back into the upper 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today. Over the next couple of days, a strong cold front is expected to move slowly eastward across the northern plains and into the upper Midwest, and southeastward across the central and southern Rockies and central and southern plains. Behind this front, temperatures are forecast to fall much below average across the northern Rockies and plains. These cold conditions will support snow in these areas, and amounts of 6 to 12 inches are forecast for portions of Wyoming and South Dakota into northeastern North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota. As the cold front passes, rain can change to sleet or even freezing rain before transitioning to snow. Freezing rain accumulations of over an inch are expected in eastern portions of the Dakotas and western Minnesota. Along and ahead of the front and ahead of a dry line in the southern high plains, rain and thunderstorms are expected for portions of the plains and the Mississippi Valley. While rainfall totals will generally be light, amounts of over an inch are possible through Friday for central Texas. Elevated to critical fire weather conditions are forecast behind this line for southern parts of the high plains. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, increasing clouds and breezy, mid-50s. Boston, cloudy and breezy, with rain likely in the mid-40s. And in Buffalo, a mix of sun and clouds, with highs in the upper 40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 52 degrees. The average low, 32. The record high, 77, set in 2010. And the record low, 17, in 1964 and in 1956. Sunrise this morning was at 6:35 a.m., sunset this evening 7:23 p.m., 12 hours and 48 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing clouds and breezy today with rain showers moving in and highs in the mid to upper 40s. More rain tonight in the mid to upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing clouds, breezy today with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Cloudy and breezy with showers tonight around 40. for the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the Southern Adirondacks. Increasing clouds and breezy today with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Cloudy and breezy with scattered showers tonight in the mid 30s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills. Increasing clouds and breezy today with highs around 50. Cloudy and breezy with showers tonight in the upper 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing clouds and breezy today with rain showers moving in late with highs in the lower 50s. More showers tonight in the upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some morning showers, then some sunshine late in the day, remaining breezy, lower 50s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-50s Saturday. Increasing clouds, a late-day shower possible Sunday, upper 50s. A mix of sun and clouds Monday and Tuesday, lower 60s, and upper 50s with a chance of showers on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.